And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of July, 2025. July is National Bison Month. Nestled between the Appalachian Mountains to the east and the Rocky Mountains to the west, lived an enormous herd of bison roaming across the Great Plains of Central North America. It is estimated that 30 million bison were wandering the plains when Columbus landed on the eastern shores. Bison are inextricably tied to the native people who shared the landscape with them for millennia. The unparalleled genetics, cultural significance, and ecological impact of bison are among the many hallmarks of this remarkable species. Their hump is composed of muscle supported by long vertebrae, which allows them to use their heads when plowing through snow. They are surprisingly fast, reaching speeds of up to 35 miles per hour. Bison can also jump 6 feet vertically and more than 7 feet horizontally. They are fiercely protective, yet calm animals that will do anything to protect their herds and their calves. However, in the late 1800s, bison were almost entirely driven to extinction, with less than 1,000 individual animals remaining. Today, their numbers have rebounded to around 350,000, about 1% of their original herd size. Yellowstone National Park is the only place in the world where wild American plains bison can be witnessed in large, free-roaming herds. The roughly 5,000 bison living in Yellowstone today are descendants of just 24 individuals who found refuge in the park's rugged interior, while European settlers and the American military systematically killed millions of bison through market hunting and with the intention of eliminating Native Americans who depended on the species. Murdering the bison created a huge lack in the Native Americans' food source, which forced them to need government support and sign treaties. Eliminating the bison also protected the financial interests of those seeking to expand European animal agriculture. Bison are naturally migratory. Yellowstone bison cross vast amounts of land and are instinctually driven to leave the harsh, high-elevation plateau of the park in the winter and seek lower-elevation habitat that is more conducive to calving and finding winter forage. However, wild bison are largely not tolerated on the landscape outside the park. Unlike other native wildlife such as elk, moose, and pronghorn, which for the most part are able to follow natural movement and migration patterns across the ecosystem, the movements of bison are severely regulated and restricted by archaic wildlife laws, state politics, and competition with farmed European cows for grass. Yellowstone National Park's Bison Conservation Transfer Program diverts bison from slaughter and distributes them to tribal lands and appropriate public lands in order to restore bison to the landscape more broadly and honor the indigenous connection with bison. It's the birthday of Alex Hirschhoft, born on this day in 1934. Alex Hirschhoft is an American Holocaust survivor and co-founder and president of the Farm Animal Rights Movement, or FARM, the United States' oldest organization devoted exclusively to promoting the rights of animals not to be raised for food. As FARM president, Hirschhoft launched World Farm Animals Day in 1983, Great American Meat Out in 1985, Veal Ban Campaign in 1986, and 10 Billion Lives in 2011. In 2015, Hirschhoft began reflecting on the many parallels between the Holocaust and the mass slaughter of animals for food, particularly the size and efficiency of the operations, the respective personnel structures, the surrounding secrecy, the use of cattle cars to transport victims, the cruelties preceding death, and the arbitrary respective social norms that induce ordinary people to perpetrate or enable extraordinary atrocities. In 2023, Alex Hirschhoft said, "The painful commonality between the tragedies of Gaza and the Warsaw Ghetto is the utter disregard for human lives by the citizens of even the most enlightened countries. Such disregard is so much more painful when it is committed by our own people, whether it be American soldiers in Vietnam and Iraq or the Israeli soldiers in Gaza." It is also the birthday of three other famous vegans: Olympic sprinter Carl Lewis, 1961, actress Pamela Anderson, 1967, and strongman Patrick Baboumian, 1979. And here's a quote from Crowfoot, chief of the Blackfeet, circa 1885. "Our land is more valuable than your money. It will last forever. It will not even perish by the flames of fire. As long as the sun shines and the waters flow, this land will be here to give life to men and animals. We cannot sell the lives of men and animals. Therefore, we cannot sell this land. It was put here for us by the Great Spirit. We cannot sell it because it does not belong to us. You can count your money and burn it within the nod of a buffalo's head, but only the Great Spirit can count the grains of sand and the blades of grass of these plains. As a present to you, we will give you anything we have that you can take with you, but the land, never." Words of Crowfoot. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that everything within nature is more valuable than money.